Join me and welcome our 15-minute speaker, Sherry F. from San Luis Obispo. Thank you, Sherry. It's all yours.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry. I'm an alcoholic, and this is a first for me being recorded. So I guess I've gone as high in AA as you can go, right? So I'm delighted to be here. And thank you so much, Lucas, for asking me and everyone who's in service to this meeting, Shelley and anyone else. Let's see, I did forget to set my timer. So, you know, my speaker prayer that I've learned from pretty much everything I say is stolen from someone else. But the speaker prayer is, right? God, I'm willing to be embarrassed, but I hope it's not necessary. So we will go from there. You know, my qualifications, okay? I'm an alcoholic because I say I'm an alcoholic, you know, and thank God for that, right? That gives me the freedom to be here. No matter how I'm feeling, no matter what's going on in my life, I can show up and be in an AA meeting and I belong. I do have a sobriety date, which is December 13th, 1998. You will find out in my story that wasn't my first sobriety date. And so what I do today is I protect that date. It is engraved on my heart. I do whatever is necessary to keep that date. That's what keeps me from being in the firing line that the big book tells us is our demise. You know, it keeps me sober. I can't do the rest of the things that Alcoholics Anonymous tells me to do if I don't have a sobriety date. I have a home group, which, hey guys, shout out to Sobriety Buzz. You guys are here in force. Thank you so much. Mahalo, appreciate y'all. And Arnita from North Carolina and anyone else who came. You know, I really appreciate you guys. I was not someone when I came in who anyone, you know, followed anywhere. It was like, oh, she's going to be there. Let's go somewhere else. you know, that was the kind of crowd, so to speak, that I ran with. I have a sponsor, Debbie Davis, who has a sponsor, Marilyn S. from Los Angeles, who has a sponsor, Tom W. in Oakland, who has a sponsor, Father Terry in LA. And I think Father Terry still has a sponsor, but I'm not sure, but he's pretty darn old. So I get a lot of wisdom, you know, through the lineage, right? And I say that because everything I owe to my sobriety has come from someone who came before me. You know, someone took the time to show up at a meeting, to take me to coffee, to listen to my ramblings on my phone, to hear me talk about my car for the first 3 months of sobriety. You know, all that stuff that we do when we're new, you know, and so I bless those people today. I'm so grateful. You know, I'm grateful for my girl, Liz B., who got sober at 1952 and had to argue her way into a meeting because they didn't let women in the door then. And, you know, and she opened the door for a lot of us along the way. And she is still reaching out her hand to the newcomer. And so that's my model. You know, that's where I want to go. You know, what I want to say is that, what else? I have service commitments, you know, and I sponsor women and I take phone calls. You know, my most spiritual action that I can take today is to answer the phone when a woman graces me with her call. That's my higher power speaking to me through the phone line. You know, and that's what I do. That's what I do. You know, I work the steps, I work the traditions and the concepts because I want full recovery. I want all of it. I want the whole enchilada. You know, when I was drinking, it was always all about more. right? The more of our disease. And today, it's a pleasure and a spiritual awakening to learn more and more about our program. So because of that, you know, I'm really grateful that these last, you know, year and a half, so to speak, pandemic happened, because the silver lining was, you know, we got, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous rose up to the occasion. We rose up to the challenge. And before you know it, groups all over the world had meetings going on, you know, and they were just a click away. And literature studies got a lot more available to me personally. And so I got to do those studies, and I'm still involved with those. And my life has been immensely enriched by that. So my job today is absolutely to give away what was given to me, you know. And, you know, this speaker, I listened to a speaker this morning. He said something that touched my heart. You know, he said, you know I'm speaking to the people with their first 30 days, but I might also be speaking to someone who's in their last 30 days. And that just gave me shivers, because I've had that occasion in this past year to speak to two women in their last 30 days. And of course, I didn't know it was their last 30 days, and they didn't know it was their last 30 days, you know, but that's the cunning, baffling, powerful effect of alcohol and alcoholism, you know. And so I stay here to save my life, and hopefully, you know, something that I say tonight can help someone else. You know, I share my story, because the Big Book tells me that our stories, you know, we listen to them to someone's off of speaker. We listen to try and listen for the similarities, not for the differences. And to know that if I can stay sober through my life, whatever it hands me, so can you. No matter what it is, you know, I've been sober for a little bit now, and I can tell you that the very best days of my life have been in sobriety, and the very worst days of my life have been in sobriety. And I didn't have to drink over any of those. What I drank over was when my life got so good that I was the absolute classic. The life that AA gave me took me out of AA. You know, the doors kept opening. You know, I came from being a restaurant worker, barkeep, you know, cocktail waitress, that kind of work, that kind of party, that kind of 24-hour day access to alcohol. And the doors started opening for me to, you know, go back to school and get an education and get a real profession. And along the way in my sobriety, I had had a child by myself as a single parent. And I got the idea in my head that I was way too busy for you guys. And also right around the same time, I got in my head that I had a spiritual program that was better than you guys. And so I didn't need Alcoholics Anonymous anymore. And you know what I recognized in myself, that I was getting pretty darn miserable and more unhappy, but the disease of alcoholism, the cunning, baffling, powerful part of it was I didn't recognize it. And not only that, I didn't make the connection. And not only that, when people asked me how I was, I lied about it. And I said, I was fine. I don't need to come back. I'll come back when I'm ready. I'll come back when it's more convenient. I'll come back when I've graduated. I'll come back when I have time. Well, you know, what happened to me is I got drunk. You know, I had 11 years of sobriety. I couldn't find the time to go get a chip. That's a red flag, people. It was not a priority in my life. And what happened? You know, I got a resentment, And I had to drink over it. I had to. I was either going to drink or run my car off the road. You know, I didn't even have the logical thought to go back to AA. You know, and I had done the deal, guys. I had done it pretty darn good. Okay, I see you, Lucas. Thank you. So what happened? You know, coming back to AA, and if any of you guys are new or coming back, you know, the challenge was the thoughts in my head. Oh, you already lost your time. What difference does it make if you drink today and start tomorrow? You know, well, I've been to a few of those funerals, guys, and thank God that didn't happen to me. I had to really get vigilant about my friggin' thoughts in my head. And I just had to keep showing up and really get solid with the one day at a time deal. You know, one day at a time, I'm going to stay sober no matter what. You know, I will say to you that I was able to come back and stay here. I was one of the lucky ones. And, you know, the deal is that I thought I was going to die at age 30. Oh, okay. I'm 67 now. You know, I've had a whole another life in sobriety, and it's been a good life. I have a loving husband that we're celebrating 12 years of marriage this month. For a woman like me, that's a friggin' miracle. Trust me. I have a 31-year-old daughter that loves me. And we just spent time together. And my heart's going with her as she goes back to Costa Rica where she lives. You know, I got to retire from my profession a few years ago. And I was so grateful for the opportunity and the blessing of being able to do that. You know, and it's given me the gift of being more available for service. And, you know, Dr. Bob said, love and service is what it's all about. I will absolutely, you know, repeat that. I will also say, just to close, you know, I don't have any superpower here. Everything I've learned is from the books, the literature, the steps, and you guys. You know, my superpower is I pick up the phone today. And so, you know, I welcome everyone here. I thank you so much for taking your time out to show up on a Saturday night. And, you know, even if you don't think I know you, I still love you and I want you to be here. So thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Mahalo.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Big round of applause for Sherry, everybody.